entrar jugar expulsarte unas rachas andas este aquí es ya ir con una joven velocidad a que es mejor por un trabajo y todo and those that neglect me tell me that they can come to my heart and with real heart and it is my thinking the Northern Bhago he wrote this poem against the powers of our greatest God. They had packed up with their shastic knowledge and did not give importance of doing it to me. And this is written, Seibo Shivala Duraja. Vidyakuli Eki Kori Veta. The trace of high dynasty, high lineage, and also scholarship of the scriptures. They all think it did not have a real attraction for Nityananda. The scholars who recognizes Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Deva, but do not recognize Nityananda. There was a section at that time who could not appreciate Nityananda Prabhu, but he had respect for the bhakti cult scripture. And also again for high kind of talent. And Nityananda Prabhu was more concerned with the different fallen so-called lower classes of the nation. There was more coming to. So Nityananda Prabhu had not much respect from the society. Northern Thakur especially wrote this verse. Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda base, your scholarship, your lineage, high family collection, won't be of any use. But you are not of any Nityananda's grace, that is the real foundation to have Chaitanya Deva. And then, of course, Kalara. Pandit and the others. Then Luke Shanathan, Sarup Dhanabhav, and the central figures, and Mahaprabhu Srila, Lady Tati. The master of all the acharyas of the great Guru family is Sarup Dhanabhav. He has given the skill prayer, 14 prayer poems he has given. And that is the still frame on which the whole Gaudiya Tattva has been described. Vyasa Goswami has quoted in Vaitanya Tantra. Who is Nityananda? Who is Gadadhara? Who is Shiva? Who is Mahaprabhu? All coming from Sarup Dhanabhav. And Sanatana Guru, Jeev, everyone has taken, has accepted that in very substance, only in 14 slokas. He has acquainted us who is Gaudiya and who is Nityananda, Gadadhara, Shiva, Advaitas, Vante. And that is universally accepted by Mahajan. And if posterity, descendants of Advaita Bhanda, there are half and half, six sons, half came to Gaudiya Vaishnava and half to Smarta. The first half went to Smarta and the last half. The Achyutananda, the last son, youngest, and the Vishwamitra Gopal, they came under the flag of Mahaprabhu. And the others, they left. They accepted. Those of Sankara Raghunandana, they are greatest scholar of Sankara section at that time. We are also qualified now, but we espouse the cause of Shri Karma Kama. And many of the audacious people, whether you have come to me or not, they think that Abhijitabhu is Krishna and Mahaprabhu is Rama. Their conception is something like that, a particular section. There are so many scholars, in taking the name of Mahaprabhu, they get so many disciples. But still, when they begin to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, they do not give any respect to Mahaprabhu. But Radha Krishna died. This Ananda Gopal Goswami and the other renowned explainers of Bhagavata. They used to go on in that way. Narottam Bhagavata, one warning to them, gave warning. If you don't have any recognition for Nityananda, it's rest assured that you will be lost. Sai Pashu Vara Duracha is an animal, and he must be announced as a culprit in the garb of a father of Mahal, Chaitanya. Nityananda, Sandhini Shakti, Baladi, representing Baladi, and if you are crossing him, it is not possible to have any sense in a vision in that layer, in the sphere of Mahaprabhu as well as Dada Nindal. Hari, Hari, Guru Hari Guru. Nidai Vada Kamala Koti Chandra Sushi Sarva Svechaya Yagata Nidai. Enanidai Vinaya Bhai Radha Krishna Paitenai. Is indispensable, at least in this faster speed. And after Shukha, within him, and in my Vatsala, and in Mandala also, his withdrawing hand, and that's what he was. But the necessity of the person. Confidential. Hearts confidential. Golden Road. Any question? Golden Road. We die, we die, we die, we die, we die.
Maharaj, he said to me two days ago that the Guru can only be defeated by his son. Or, I think it was his father. What was it? Disciple. Son or disciple.
There is a saying, sabvatra, sabvatra vijayam ichi shishat kutat paradayam. It is desirable that one will attain victory at every place, but only defeat to his own son and to his own disciple. That his disciple will be greater. Greater merit and resources and a prospect, all these things, because that will enhance his position. It is also said that one's merit is of past life is just by some what type of son he has got, that is show the merit of his previous life. So the guru sincerely wills that his disciple may surpass him even in his service to his Lord. He would expect more than himself, more service, that he may have greater position in the circle of the journeys of people than he. That is the such affection the guru has towards Shishya. Such well-wisher guru is of the Shishya, of the disciple. He gives him, Mahaprabhu gives everything what he knew to Rupa Goswami. Again he is asking while in Puri. Yes, he is a perfect person to propagate devotion. So I have given my everything to him, and I request you also to whatever you have got to transmit to give it to him. So Guru loves his disciple, empty, self-emptied. He makes him empty and feels pleasure by giving everything to the disciple. Such is the nature of the affection what Guru bears to his real disciple. This is the principle, and it is true. Disciple, then how the disciple will take it in his turn? He should give more respect to him than the Lord Krishna. He is abided by the order of Guru. So Radha Dasya comes from there. He will be servant to his immediate master. He does not know what is the real purpose of the Absolute Lord Krishna. He is more helpful to his master, the Vedusha, the greatest Vedusha. Whatever he will require him to do, he will do that. Because through him he can expect Christ. Not by crossing Guru one will go to Krishna. Never. The principle of Guru. Person may be changed according to his own progress. By outside figure may change, but the Guru's position is constant. The vision, conception of Guru is always be of that type. Make him vacant to give his all to the disciple. And disciple also in his turn when with the force of divine faith. That's the highest conception of the pure divine relationship between Guru and Shishya. And in the physical world also, son and father. In the case of Krishna also, I can do anything and everything for my devotees. It is also mentioned in many places of the scripture. Krishna lagi, bhakta lagi kare tumi akarjya karam. Even what is blameable, the Lord does it for his devotees. It is mentioned in the scripture. bhaktada ki parati me akarjya karam. In the case of, he's breaking his own promise to keep up the promise of Bhishma. And Bhishma, living in the fighting with folded arms, he sits to praise Krishna. What sort of devotion, affection you have got for your devotee? I am a worse type of devotee, but even not so. And to keep my prestige, my promise, you have left your promise that you won't take any weapon in this war at Kurukshetra, but you have taken it because I promised that I shall force you to take weapon today in half my fight. And you have kept my promise and left that of you. So merciful, so affectionate, you mean, so-called self-confidence. That was Vishnu's statement. Bhaktalagi Karatamakaya. This is the nature of love. Love is such. Vishnu, the great and small, the relation of love, great and small, no distinction. High and low, no distinction. That is the peculiar nobility in the substance of love. But that is love. That is pure love. No distinction. The biggest come to the serpent, the lowest. This is bhakti. This is love.
সারা
রাত ঘুমায়নি, একদিন কৃষ্ণ স্নান করছিল ভোরে, আরো অন্য সময় করছিল,
the answers come without asking question. You give answers. Even if we do not ask the question, if we think, we still get the answer.
Yes, his question has taken me to such a position, such a place, that the Krishna is all in all, and it is represented also in everywhere, to the extreme. So we need not be afraid of risking everything for his service. Whatever small we risk, but what we get, that is infinite. And infinite to such a degree. such a degree. The finite, we can have as if the position of the infinite in a, such a degree. This is given by Mahaprabhu and his servitors to us. This news, such hope, has been given, has come to our doors. Gundhulu, Mahaprabhu says, he himself, that entity, he says that I am in such position. I'm bhakta paradhino. I am dependent. I am dependent on bhakta, on my devotee. The Prabhu Vitta, he has a sweet relationship between the servant and the master. The man and the master, such sweetest and sincere most relationship as Srimad Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu declares. This servant, the most, the highest prospect of hero, where slavery outwardly, but mastership of the absolute in reality. Aham bhakta paradhino uccha satantara in Prabhunna Jivanamata. I have mentioned that is the last achievement for the jiva, of the Prabhunna. Atma pradhanu padjanta padigyanta padisatam. He has given understanding, he has promised, he has given the promise that I dedicate wholly to the interest of my devotees. This assurance is there. So much. Those that surrender to him, for them, his assurance is that as I am, I give it wholesale to you. Atma pradhana pajanta pratigyanta pratisutam. Those that surrender themselves, they get the promise of such prospect. So much. So much promise they get in return of their surrender. Surrender is so powerful. Apparently, for the time being, thinks that I am self-effacement. But really, it gets in return the absolute in his control. So much powerful from this surrender. And this is only the medicine that can be applied on the absolute, which can bring us to us to cure our disease. What more? Good words. I may not commit offense in the feet of the Lord. Forgive me.
We are always coming with empty vessels, and you are always overfilling.
When there is when Bhagavat Maharaj, and after Rashlila, and Radharani left that, and the Krishna when found that Radharani is absent in the Rasa, suddenly he found, and then he left the Rasa and went to in search of Radharani. And when he met her, then following her for some time, and then Radharani said, "I am too much tired. If further I am to go, you must carry me, I can't walk." Then Krishna disappeared at the time. And Bhagavat Maharaj, on his own disciple, asked, "What is this? by Krishna that when she asked that, take me wherever you like, I can't walk anymore. And she disappeared. This is by negligence. Prabhupada wasn't raised. What point of devotion you find here that you have come ask a question? He wasn't raised. I was not blessed. Prabhupada, without trying to give some answer to this question, he threw into then he stopped. Then I thought, Krishna Thakur, when explaining the meaning of this passage, he must have given some point of understanding. So, but I avoided totally. He could not tolerate that any disregard from Krishna towards Balaram. He could not tolerate at all. Yeah, just dismissed the point from discussion. So much excitement. Then I found Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written only to enjoy the situation that if Krishna disappears at that point, how Radharam will move. What sort of nature comes in heart to enjoy that Krishna was just on the back to enjoy. And then not let leave Radharam, it is not possible. But only he hid himself to satisfy his curiosity that what she does when suddenly among that. That was his meaning, and not to neglect her. And this is the meaning. But Prabhupada could not tolerate the idea. Also, when there is a song of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Swami, I mean the Sananda Sukhada Vashi, that song, there is a point that I can't tolerate the participation, I can't look with pleasure the servitors of the camp of Chandrabali, Shabda, etc. Because their sight excites in me the idea that they want to take Krishna from the camp of Radharani, making it dark for us. So when this is Radhikara Kunja, Ambhakara Kunja, Doite Se Chai Se Radhar Hoi. I remember that twice it was a son. Radhikara Kunja, Ambhakara Kunja, by they want to snatch away Krishna, making the Kunja of Radharani dark. This is a shock, electric shock. Just like he is receiving a shock, he comes. This is intolerable that Radharani is Kunja. Is dark, and Krishna is absent, and he has gone to please another than Radharani. It is intolerable, inconceivable to him. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in Tatastha statement, in Bhaskara's statement, what it was the fact, so that he cannot, in his relative position, he can't try his loss of receiving shock. Such is the sentiment of the devotees. Here I stop.
Jai Om Shri Padmarajagaya. 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 Jai Om